This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Land Transport Department will review its proposal to increase the amount to fine for motorists driving without driving licenses following strong opposition from members of the public and objections from the Prime Minister General Prayut Chan-o-Cha. It will also invite public feedback on the proposal. The Deputy Director General of the Department says instead of imposing the maximum fine of 50,000 baht on motorists without driving licenses, an alternative is for such a fine to be proportionate with the seriousness of the offence. The Department seeking to amend the existing travel laws to increase the maximum fine to 50,000 baht along with a 3-month jail term, claiming such stringent penalties is designed to help solve traffic problems. People living on both sides of the Chao Phraya River in the central provinces of Ayutthaya and Ang Thong have been told to brace for possible flooding as more water is being drained out of the Chao Phraya Dam. The Ang Thong governor has called an urgent meeting with relevant agencies to discuss measures to deal with possible flooding in Ang Thong, especially riverside areas, after more water was being drained out of the main dam. Riverside residents, as well as tourists on sightseeing tours in the Chao Phraya River, have been warned to take precautions because of the rising water and strong currents. And the Phuket Provincial Health Office has apologised over gauze being left in a woman after the patient had given birth at a government hospital in Talang. Two people have made official complaints about the Phuket government hospital, alleging malpractice. In one case, gauze was left in the woman after the patient had given birth, whilst another had allergic reactions following a nurse giving an incorrect injection. Reports were filed to the Talang police. Police are considering arrest warrants against administrators of two web pages for posting the British tourist's claim that she was drugged, robbed and raped whilst vacationing on Koh Tao in Surathani province in June this year. The Deputy Tourist Police Commissioner Major General Surachat Hakpan said yesterday that police had already identified the administrators of the two web pages and were about to issue warrants for their arrest. He claims their postings about the alleged rape claim had ruined the country's reputation. Surachat has met with the British Consul General in Bangkok and presented him with copies of a report of the police investigation, which pointed out discrepancies in the victim's claim and the Thai police findings from the alleged crime scenes on Koh Tao. He claimed the British Consul General expressed appreciation for the work of the Thai police in having collected evidence related to the case. The Phuket International Airport conducted an emergency plan exercise called PEMEX last night. It started at 10 p.m. and it went until 1:30 a.m. this morning. The airport said the simulations involve a sabotage and suicide bomber in domestic passenger terminal scenario. Some sections of the airport were closed off for the practice drill. The airport appealed to passengers and passers-by for cooperation not to record or take photos of the practice drill. And the Deputy PM has defended a new bill opening up drug dispensing and urged the Food and Drug Administration to raise awareness of the controversial proposal. At the centre of the controversy is a clause in the bill drafted by the FDA which seeks to allow health professionals other than pharmacists to dispense medicines. Critics are concerned that this could open the way for convenience stores across the country to sell medicine without deploying pharmacists, which could undermine efforts in promoting safe drug use.